Continuing the WGBB Tony Awards special here on this magical Thursday. Well, I wouldn't say it's magical, but it's a very fun and enjoyable and pretty exciting Thursday night. I have another critic guest on the phone with me, someone who has been in the biz, the writing and criticism biz, for 26 years, and you can currently hear her theater reviews on WMNR out in Monroe, Connecticut. That has a pretty wide reach, actually. Her name is Roz Friedman, or if you go by her byline, Rosalind Friedman. Either way, either name, we're very happy to have her here and get her picks for this year's Tony. Hi, Roz.
Hi there, Dave.
How you doing?
Oh, wonderful.
So are you excited about the Tonys, or is this some
year? No, I really am every year. I think they're very challenging. It's terribly hard to vote.
Mm-hmm.
As a member of the Outer Critics Circle, we've just finished our awards, and it's difficult to make these decisions. I think it's been a good season.
Okay.
For straight plays and musicals, but mainly musicals this year, it turns out.
Yeah, apparently there's one particular musical you want to talk a lot about, so why don't we go to one of the categories you chose that you wanted to mention, which was Best Original Score, Music and or Lyrics Written for the Theater. And the nominees are Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, The Light in the Piazza, Monty Python's Spamalot, and the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. Roz, what are your thoughts?
Well, I liked them all, and I thought they were all very... I think Dirty Rotten Scoundrels... perhaps the weakest of the group. Monty Python's Spamalot, absolutely a party.
Mm-hmm.
And the score was lively. I have the CD here, and I've been listening to it, and it's very, very good. The 29th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, that William Film Spin score, is so original, but The Light in the Piazza won my heart. I just think it has everything. And Adam, I understand his name is pronounced Gittel. I always used to pronounce it Gutel, the way it's spelled.
Yeah.
But Richard Rogers' grandson, I think, has done an unbelievable job. It's just a beautiful, beautiful score.
Yeah, people are going really on both sides of that one. It's sort of like, it's a love it or hate it show. I was bored.
Really?
And I did not really get into the score. I thought it sounded nice, but when you tried to listen for actual songs with beginnings, middles, and endings, it wasn't really anything I wanted to listen to. I wasn't really pulled along. I didn't fall asleep, but, you know, I'm was very surprised.
Well, it's interesting because this may be a male-female thing. I don't know. My husband wasn't as impressed with it as I was. And
yeah.
But although there was a gentleman sitting behind me, a young man who said he loved it. But I just thought it was romantic, and it told the story, and there were some very good numbers in it.
I thought it was a chick thing, too, actually, but some of the men I talked to really dug it. I thought it was the best piece of work,
yeah.
The most serious and humane musical, which I did, too. So let's get to some other categories, though, including, let's see, you wanted to mention something about Best Performance by a Leading Actress in a
yes.
Musical?
Well, of course, I loved the mother in this, whom I met the other night. And
Victoria Clark in Light in the Piazza.
Victoria mm-hmm. Clark, and she just did a super job in developing the character because she was multifaceted. She developed this character. She had a marriage that wasn't working. She had a daughter who had been handicapped, or they thought she was handicapped all these years, and this was a constant worry for them. Here she was in a foreign country and meeting all these different people in a family.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the piece that she did with the father in this one dialogue that they had as they discussed the issue was one of the best scenes I've seen. So I just think she did a marvelous job.
So would she get your vote?
She would get my vote.
Over, let's see, Christina Applegate for Sweet Charity, Erin Dilley for Chicky Chicky Bang Bang, Sutton Foster for Little Women, should have been my choice.
I have to admit that we can only vote for what we see, and I never got to see Little Women and Sutton Foster. She's a very talented actress.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to me...
But I don't think that... I don't know if it depends upon being in a great show, but I think from what I have heard about the show and what I've heard of the score, I would say that The Light in the Piazza is a more challenging score. But anyway...
And then also the other performer was Sherry Renee Scott for Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And
Sherry gave a wonderful performance. It's a clear performance. She did a very good job, but I just don't think that it measures up, not in her talent, But if you compare the parts, I think that Victoria had the bulk of the weight of the show on her.
Mm. Okay. Shall we get to the biggies? To the majors?
Yes.
Which include Best Play, Democracy.
Yes. Well, I think there's no doubt. For me, it's Doubt.
There's no doubt it's Doubt. Yeah. I don't think there's a critic who hasn't used that pun this season.
I'm sorry. But.
Yeah.
I did read someone who voted the pillow man in his review and said there's no doubt about it, the pillow man would be. Which I thought was a nice twist on that.
Well, I thought the pillow man was pretty thrilling. It really grips you while you're in the theater. I think a little less of it now that I've pulled away from it. But I liked Doubt.
Yes,
that's good.
Okay. You were ripped while you were there?
Yeah. And
I
then,
was left completely cold. I had no feeling for this show. I tried very hard.
Really?
I wanted to be scared, but I wasn't. It was just gruesome. But it didn't touch me in any way. I had no feeling for it.
And what about Democracy?
Democracy, I felt, was a bit disappointing. I think the part of Billy Brandt, and I love James Norton in almost everything he does, but I felt this was a characterization that was completely offbeat. Off the center of it. Billy Brandt was a charismatic, smiling man who reached out to people. And I'm unfortunately old enough to remember him. And this didn't come through at all in the play. And I was disappointed. There were a couple of, good performances in the play, but I just don't think that it made it. And Gem of the Ocean, this is another subject we could spend a whole hour of your precious time on the radio talking about what's happened to August Wilson.
He's just gotten kind of, I wouldn't say predictable, but it is.
Totally.
So he's well-crafted. I mean, he's a brilliant writer, a great dialogist. But there's something about his plots now that either you know exactly where they're going, or when they do go into sort of a supernatural area, I think, I don't buy it. I don't buy that journey he took. On stage?
I had no idea what they were doing on stage.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I wanted to. I think that Felicia Rashad did a beautiful job with the part that she had, but it made no sense.
Okay, we have time for one more category. You did want to mention, I'm another critic who's going to be handling this category as well, but we might as well talk about the special theatrical event. Dame Edna Laugh Whore, that's the Mario Cantone thing that was just on Showtime, actually.
Yes.
700 Sundays and Whoopi, the 20th anniversary show.
Well, I think Billy Crystal was the surprise in a sense of the season, in a way, because he did do just stand-up. He has done something that touched the heart in so many different ways and so many different levels. He had his show was just marvelous.
I agree. I mean,
his performance is exceptional.
If there's any other show besides Doubt that's not in Doubt for an award, except probably Norbert Leo Butz, it's going to be 700 Sundays.
Right.
So, will you be at the Tonys? Will you be watching the Tonys?
I will be watching the Tonys from Florida.
Oh!
For the first time. This has never happened before, but we have a trip planned to take care of some things down in Florida, and we don't live there, but we're going on a visit, and I will be landing just before the Tonys, getting to my hotel, turning them on, and watching, and gripped with anxiety over all of this.
And just remind people that you are on, for your theater reviews can be heard on WMNR out in Monroe, Connecticut, and people can pick that up where? Like all along the eastern?
88.1 FM but in Connecticut, but then all through, we also have stations in New York and different in the Hamptons and different areas outside of New York City. I'm afraid technically I don't know the names of all these stations, but it's a fine arts public radio station, which we're very proud.
Well, I'm very proud and happy to have you as a colleague and a friend and to have you on this WGBB Tony Awards special with us, Roz Friedman. Thanks so much.
Thank you, David. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.